I'm worry, 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 yes, I can pray.
When the road feels endless, don't know where your strength is. It's been so. We'll be right back.
just a friendly suggestion to spend Christmas in a recession. Make a new friend for the Christmas this year. You don't need no big set of money to spend a Christmas and be happy. Make a new friend for the Christmas this year. Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, hug and kiss your partner. Say it from your heart, dear, let's be friends. Let's be friends. Let's be friends this year. You don't need to panic and run wild. All you need is just a charming smile. Make a new friend for the Christmas this year. Frustrating money trip. What you need is warm companionship. Make a new friend for the Christmas this year. Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, hug and kiss your partner. Say it from your heart, let's be friends. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Joy and happiness. Christmas really means togetherness. Make a new friend for the Christmas this year. When your money and the season done, you'll still have a friend to fall back on. Make a new friend for the Christmas this year. Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, your partner. Say it from your heart, dear. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Let's be friends this year. Making sure you get your money's worth doesn't guarantee you peace on earth. Make a new friend for the Christmas this year. Surely peace and goodwill to all men will materialize, I recommend. A new friend again for Christmas this year. You hear? Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, hug and kiss your partner. Say it from your heart, dear. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Let's be friends this year. Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, hug and kiss your partner. Say it from your heart, dear. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, hug and kiss your partner. Say it from your heart, dear. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Let's be friends this year. Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, hug and kiss your partner. Say it from your heart, dear. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Let's be friends this year. Christmas is a joy that comes from above. Christmas is a time the whole world falls in love. Spread your arms apart, hug and kiss your partner. Say it from your heart, dear. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Let's be friends.
be friends this year.
Yeah.
This Christmas thing does do something to you. I think this is the first time I see you singing and so perky, doing this perky Christmas little jig.
I tell you, I just, you know, like how we bring that Christmas come from above.
Doesn't it feel like it's Big Bird singing it? It's the tonal quality of his voice. I don't know, Big Bird or Ernie or Let's Be Friends.
Every Christmas, you know, Shyla, your worst enemy is become your
thank
friend.
Thank you. You know
what I mean?
Talking to people in the street and people happy. They're kind of approachable, you know.
Oh, good. Music, boy.
A little peace on earth thing.
Yes.
Well, let for those of you friends. Just locking in, you have locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings the oldies, old calypso, old soca, old pan, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P.
Flop, 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 flop. Good afternoon. I am the Angel. Good afternoon, Montreal and worldwide listening crew.
First of all, I think we would be totally remiss in our duties if we did not thank Howard Franklin Montgomery Carr, a.k.a. Stretch, Father Stretch, for filling in while we were on assignment. You can't do nothing without my uncle, you know. We cannot do nothing without my uncle. That's all I'm saying, right? Everybody done know already, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we had to bring him up. We had a, you know, father giver and father in law, and the man just make sure the flagpole well greased, and you know what I mean, the flag flying, and you know what I mean.
Yes, Montreal listeners.
Yes.
The two of them just have just. I can't even to call this relationship between the two of them.
I mean, you know, Mr. Stretch and the Prezi. They introduced me to Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, so, I remember the year.
So, yeah, so.
I tell you, life. And that's what the season really is. You know, we're coming down to the end of our calendar year. And right before you have the last day of the year, December 31st, there is something that is Christmas that represents or is used to commemorate the birth of Christ. And for those of you who are religious, there's a whole religious calendar and practice that follows. And then, yes, like everything in the world, right, the commercial minded take all sorts of days and events and holidays and inject all sorts of commercialism into it. But I think as we go on and we get older, people are taking back their lives. And certainly the pandemic has made everybody cognizant of the things that they need to do to maintain and keep their peace, so that when you arrive at the Christmas, there's a real huge focus on traditions, food, family, neighbors. And I just tell all sorts of people in the road, Merry Christmas. And if they look at me funny, I said, I'm not telling you nothing religious or trying to convert you. Really and truly, all I'm saying to you is peace on earth, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And Uwan Bex, it's all about the purity of heart and your intentions, right?
I mean, Christmas is actually, it becomes tradition. You know, you grow up in your household doing certain things only around Christmas. And, you know, you raise your family and you continue that. Whether you believe in the birth of Christ when he born or whatever, but the whole fact is it really becomes tradition, because even if you don't believe in the Christmas, if you don't buy a gift for your son or your daughter or your mother, your auntie, you don't feel right. So no matter how you look at it, whether you believe or you don't believe, you end up buying something on Christmas Day as a present.
Or you making.
Know, you know?
Or making.
Or making something.
Or making a little something.
It boils down to a gift.
Yeah.
Right? It
boils down to a gift. Taking the time to say, I appreciate you. And
it's a different feeling in the air because, like, everybody happy and everybody smiling and friendly and, hey, neighbor, neighbor. You and your neighbor don't talk, you know, but neighbor, neighbor.
Thank you. Come and take a drink or something.
You know, if you have a bad mind, you say, what, you ain't talk to me, holy, and you offer me, man, stay there with your drink. Right? Or, you know, you go and you knock a glass or, you know, it's, that's what it is. And that's what I like about Christmas. It brings out the love in people.
Yeah.
And
or we put it on display more than we do all the other 360 days.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
So now we just returned home this past Tuesday from a 3-week sojourn to Trinidad and Tobago, and it was the first Caribbean trip since the pandemic. And I must say, for me, the first time in a very long time that I went anywhere for 3 weeks. Because in the past 30 years, we would get the 10 days vacation, go do the carnival, run in, fet, drink, come back. Or we would do maybe 2 weeks. But it really, I don't think since I was 16 and I went to Jamaica with my mom that I went anywhere for more than 3 weeks. And this particular trip, I would say it was the first time that I disconnected, and we played Taurus Annie and had such a great time. One of the things that I marveled at, and yes, you know, we hear on the internet and on Facebook, we do see homes in the Caribbean following the somewhat North American application of the season of lighting up your homes. And when it's not Diwali, but Christmas lights, lighting up different colors. Oh, my goodness gracious. Angel, we saw some things they do with lights. No, sir.
Yeah,
what's that, Gulf?
Gulf View? Yeah.
They have a house. No, the house has to be, let me try see, not as wide as Westmount High School, but, you know, it's a big size property. And every inch of the house, that's O-U-S-E, had lights on it. It had a Santa coming out with a set of, what do you call them, reindeer. It had this, it had that, it had blinkers, and like every night people would just drive up to look at this house, and we grinning like idiots. And
that's only one.
And that was just one. That was probably the best one. Then we heard of traditions in Maloney, where there is a street of maybe 25 homes, and the 25 homes all get together on a particular day, and everybody decorates their home. They go to the police, they block off the particular street, and they have almost like a neighborhood party.
And they also have that string lights across the street, you know, like down St. Catherine.
Yeah, where you just have
string lights.
Yes.
Then again, tradition.
Yeah, because they say it's about 20-something years.
Generation. So, you know,
Come mother and father
on.
Dead.
Yeah.
And they carry on the tradition. So, and know, that led me to ask you the question. When you were home, living as a little boy or a young man, you guys used to light up house and do all them things. How much of a kind of mind boggle, it's not boggle I want to say, but you could figure it out, right? Was it for you 35, 40 years later to go back and be around the season? How much difference from growing up and the traditions of yesteryear?
Well, the traditions stay the same. Where we, you know, you clean all the house, you change curtains, and you know, if you're getting a new stove, you know, a new fridge, you know, you're making sure around, if you ain't clean the house for the whole year, you definitely would paint, you know, varnish, paint, of course, Christmas tree. But we didn't used to light up house itself like what they do now. We'll do the Christmas tree. You know, whether you go outside, you cut a branch, you put it to dry, shake on the leaf, and, you know, actually paint the tree. Or, you know, we used to use that cotton. You know, we used to have a lot of cotton because we had cotton trees and stuff. So we used to use the cotton and wrap around the branches and then put some Christmas lights. But now, like, when you go home, you hardly see people, like, changing curtains and stuff, you know, like, that kind of go in the back door, but the lights.
My goodness.
Yeah, everybody now into lights. So, like, when you go on a street, you see in houses, that's with lights.
Even alongside, you know, the highway. You know what was a big mind bogglement for me? The two or three times we went in a grocery store and we see the big trees, right? Nutcracker. Well, number one, being in little shorts and bathing suits, going shopping, hearing Caribbean Christmas music while you shop. Totally culturally different, right? A real, you know, because usually anything with Christmas tree, we have on coat, we have on scarf, we have on boots. But, you know, there we were in our little flip-flop and are, you know, just celebrating Christmas in a place where there were no snow and no cold. Like, I think since coming back, home is home. Glad to come home. Missed my bed. Love everybody bed. Love all the nice fancy place we stayed in. But yeah, I just like the way my mattress molds around my body. It knows how to mold me. But you see this cold thing more than ever. We cannot manage it, Angel.
Well, now you know. So, you know, in the future, yeah, looking to spread your wings further.
I tell you, I spoke to Louise Burns this morning, right? And we're both Canadian born. And she said, no, I can't do this cold thing either anymore.
And right? Then, no, and actually it's not that bad. You know, I mean, look at that. Look what today is, right? I mean, it's not that bad. I see Toronto have a lot of snow.
Is it coming here?
Maybe oh. Not. Maybe to take its time on the 401 and come down. But
send it to Buffalo.
So far, you know, it's kind of frustrating at this time not seeing white on the ground. But
for you.
No. You know, then again, it's tradition, right?
It is. I know, but then again,
you look at tradition. Like around Christmas time, you expect to see snow. You expect to see the place
23rd in white. To the 27th, give me snow. After that, oh gosh, man. Chaw. You know, right? So. But, hey, we also want you to be mindful of the people who, for this Christmas season, it's going to be the first Christmas without a beloved.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And also, now that you turn the clock, we turned it backwards, right? And it gets dark from like 4:30, 4:45 or something like that. The loneliness that I want you today, get the pencil and paper and just write down the list. It might be easy. All the funerals you went to this year, more than ever, check in on the families of those people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because after the repast, people disappear. You don't see them, you don't hear them. Right? And true. Grief goes on. It takes a while. So I want you, draft a list. Look at the elderly and those people who had a challenging time. Bring a little cheer in their life. Also, too, when you're in the dollar store, buy some socks, buy some little extra sweet soap, this, that. Hand it out. Go downtown, hand out some meals. Do I look like we're supposed to be doing it every day, but if no other time, think about how can I bring a little cheer
and
in people's
life. As you talk about that too, I mean, the giving out, Keith and Karen continues.
Their
Caribbean Paradise legacy continues. The giving Caribbean Paradise. Check that out. It says Sunday, right?
From 11 to 7.
You guys, you know, you could come down, check it out. You know, if you have anything to give, and you know, let's give. Just come down and enjoy. Enjoy this. It's all about giving. We're going to be the Santa Claus. Everybody going to be Santa Claus. Not only the man in red suit, but, you know, we all are Santa Claus around this time. So we're going to continue. CKUT 90.3 FM is now 4:30 in the afternoon. We're going to continue some music and, you know, chit-chat will continue. But, you know, it's all about the music.
CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Boom Boom Time. Call somebody. Tell them we're on. Marry up yourself. Later on in the show, we have some community departed who will spend a moment and reflect on their lives.
she go in the boy. And for your interest, she is honey.
You're nice.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was your favorite, right? Always
that
your
one,
favorite.
Yeah, I like
always,
that one.
Always your favorite.
I mean,
okay. Krangheim, yeah.
The traditional carol, and like going back to my tradition, where from very small kids we went to St. Paul's Anglican for Christmas Eve service, and then we moved to NDG in 1977, and then it became Trinity Memorial, and thereafter we were on choir. So the carol for me is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And up to not too long ago, even in the sitting in the congregation, because I haven't been on choir in so many years, trying to sing the descant, right? And that was the big thing for us, especially as the older we get. My voice changed like a boy's as a teenager, right? So I used to be able to do the sing choirs of angels in a high register. And then that all stopped. But even we still try to do that. And that's when, you know, we'd feel Christmassy. Then we'd leave. And as children, we were allowed to open only one gift. And then we'd have to wait till morning. So Hark the Herald is my favorite carol. But now of these new tunes, and also this is a new acquired cultural tradition, that of Parang, Barons Crown Hymn. Barons Crown, just the trumpets, the way it swings, it has movement, you bop your head, it gets into you. I feel it. So with that, I guess we're going to continue. It's 5:01. And we are going to do...